Previous research has suggested that positive forms of sound can be beneficial and that a NICU environment that is too quiet may carry risks, as some premature babies in the NICU may not be hearing enough sounds, that is, good sounds, such as language and music. Too much quiet can be bad, just as too much noise can be, according to Washington University researcher Bobby Pineda. Her team used special digital monitors to measure the sound levels to which babies were exposed in private rooms and in the open ward in the NICU.
There was, on average, almost 2 hours more silence in a 16-hour period within the private room compared to the open ward. And then the other thing that we did with the study is tried to really capture what sorts of things can affect the sound environment. There's medical interventions that are going on, and some of them are very loud.
In addition to more quiet in private rooms, the researchers also found that babies in the NICU were exposed to sound that is too loud, with those who required medical equipment being exposed to more regardless of where their cribs were located.
The decibel levels are higher than what we hope for. The American Academy of Pediatrics has put up standards of a decibel level that we really shouldn't exceed within the NICU. And we were above that. And it truly is a challenge. I mean, these babies need these life-saving interventions, but the medical equipment itself makes a lot of noise.
Pineda says a problem is that the noisy machines often are most essential very soon after a premature baby is born. But since the senses develop in a particular sequence, and the more immature the preemie's brain is, the less stimulation can be tolerated, she says it would be better for the babies if they encountered stimulation more gradually.
Medical equipment within the environment impacted the sound environment. We found that parent holding impacted language, but somewhat surprising was that there was a lot of sound exposure in those early weeks, and that's not really necessarily where we would want it. We would more so want to diminish it at that point just because of how fragile they are.
Pineda's team also explored good types of noise, a mother talking or singing to her baby, for example, and found that these positive forms of exposure make up very little of the sound environment in the NICU. This has led to a new pilot study that exposes preemies to stimulation little by little.
It starts out being fairly benign. So if a baby is, say, 29 weeks, it may just consist of the mother doing skin-to-skin care and talking to her baby. And then as they approach term equivalent age, it advances to more things, like including some movement and some rocking and holding them for longer periods of time as they're able to tolerate it.
The goal is to get the baby's positive sound and sensory exposure while eliminating as much loud, bad noise as possible.
Surprisingly, there was very little meaningful language going on in the environment.
Pineda and her colleagues report their findings in the Journal of Pediatrics. I'm Jim Dryden.